Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has been on a bill signing spree. He's now put his signature to five major bills that passed the legislature in the final days of formal sessions last month. One of these is intended to make local government more efficient by cutting red tape and giving cities and towns more autonomy. Baker described the municipal modernization bill he signed Tuesday as weed whacking. The legislation runs 200 pages and has over 125 sections that streamline procedures and update obsolete regulations impacting the state's 351 cities and towns. After signing it in front of an audience of municipal officials at the Statehouse, Baker told reporters the law's provisions bring about comprehensive and significant changes in the relationship between the Commonwealth and its municipalities.
And the thing we should all remember here is that's the most comprehensive update of state municipal finance and operations in probably 50 years.
A lot of the changes to improve government efficiency were suggested by municipal officials in meetings with Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito.
Give more control to cities and towns across our Commonwealth to make their decisions. Streamline the oversight that our state has over local government.
Some of the reforms include allowing cities and towns to issue citations electronically, change speed limits on local streets without state approval, and give tax breaks to veterans and senior citizens with just a local vote. The limit municipalities can spend to purchase goods and services without a public vote on a contract was increased from $10,000 to $50,000. There are new incentives for workforce and middle-income housing development. Municipal leaders said the changes will free up a lot of time spent writing reports and filling out forms, and that, in theory, should save local taxpayers money, according to Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz.
Yeah, I mean, I think to the extent that we can do our work more efficiently and be given, you know, more local control over some of those processes, I think that ultimately, you know, creates more efficiencies at the local level and ultimately is a savings.
Narkowitz regrets that a provision to give localities more control over liquor licenses was left out.
I think it's a really important issue. Obviously, it's not important for every community, but for a community like Northampton, which has a thriving entertainment, restaurant, economy, it's a really important issue.
The number of liquor licenses available in a city or town is subject to a population-based cap that can only be lifted by a vote of the state legislature.
This is a prime example of an outdated and cumbersome process that really inhibits businesses. I mean, I have businesses in my community that are thriving, doing well. They want to expand. They want to be able to expand their offerings, what they want to offer their customers. And they come to me and say, you know, can I get a license? And right now, we're not allowed to issue them a license because of this one-size-fits-all quota system.
The change in liquor license control was included in the version of the municipal reform bill filed by the governor. It was stripped out of the final bill that emerged from a legislative conference committee. The other major bills Baker has signed are about economic development, energy policy, regulating the ride-sharing industry, and pay equity in the workplace. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.